Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Stadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Thursday, September 10th, and I am recording this episode from Austin, Texas. I'm still here, that's right, doing a big seminar tomorrow. It's going to be a three-day seminar, and then after that, we'll be here for another week, and then we're off to Anaheim, California. Can't wait for that. I hope everything's going well for you. I want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in. Today's episode is going to be about helping you lose fat very easily, very simply. Here's the thing. I've got a lot of programs that a lot of strategies that will help you lose a lot of fat. The way I prefer to do it is by raising your metabolism and letting the exercise take the fat off. And that requires a little bit of a delicate balance between certain nutrients. Well, here's the thing. If you are struggling with fat loss and you want to, and you're not enrolled in my programs, then let me give you just a simple, no-brainer way to lose body fat. Now, you're not going to raise your metabolism very much doing it, okay? There's a good chance your metabolism will stay exactly the same. But this strategy that I'm going to show you right now, it's just super easy. Anybody can do it. You don't have to think a lot about it, and it's going to get you results. I mean, you're going to get weekly results. I mean, right now I'm doing it just because I'm lazy, and I'm getting tighter and leaner and more defined every single day. And if you're not getting results, like visible results that you can see every 1 to 2 days, then your program's not really working well. It's taking too long. I mean, I don't know. It's too long for me. I don't know what you consider good results, but in my world, if you're not seeing a visible change in your body every 1 to 2 days, it's just not working. In my mind, it's just not working. It's just way too long to take to get some good results. So let me share with you the system. It's very, very simple. In fact, you know what? I'll just go through when I'm doing it, what my food intake and workouts look like, and you just completely model after me. Okay. And again, this is just for the, I don't want to think about it too hard. I want it simple. It's not the most perfect way. It's not the most metabolism raising way. It just gets the job done. So here's what it looks like. It's extremely high protein. It's very low carbohydrate, and it's got a good amount of omega-3 fatty acids. The workout, what you're going for in terms of workouts, I'm sorry to say, it's going to take about 7 to 8 total hours per week of exercise. So yeah, you're going to be working out about an hour every single day. Okay, try to get a minimum of 7 hours in. So let's go into detail what those are, what the nutrition and the workout strategy would be to get the results. And what I'm going to recommend that you do, give it a shot for just 1 week, and you tell me what the difference is. Okay, so here's how it starts off. First thing in the morning, we get up. I make a big smoothie for the family and myself. So I have about 32 to 33 ounces of a smoothie that is full of spinach, mostly spinach and a little bit of fruit, and a nice good handful of chia seeds. I combine that with my morning coffee because I love having the taste of good coffee with a coconut-based sweet creamer. And then I also have 2 scoops of Warrior Force protein powder in water. That's it. And then we drop the kids off. After we drop the kids off to school, we go work out. My workout, what it is, I'm doing an average of 42 to 52 sets of exercises, and it takes me an average of about an hour to accomplish that. So if you do the math, that's almost an exercise per minute. And I group them up into a circuit. Usually I'll pair up 2 to 4 exercises, and I'll just do them all in a row, and I'll just knock them all out, about 4 to 6 sets each. And by the end of the, by after about 60 minutes, I'm gassed, my heart rate is through the roof, and I've completed a lot of sets. And that's what I'm doing on average almost every single day. Now, what I'm also going to do, so that takes care of an hour of a workout. So when I get back home, I immediately go into my next meal. And my next meal, let's see what it was the other day. Oh yeah. So Brooke made this awesome, awesome eggless salad. Now it could be anything that you want that has high protein. Okay. So like in her case, it was a high protein eggless salad made out of tofu. So I would typically have a big block of tofu dressed up with some sriracha and some Bragg's and some nutritional yeast. And then And then that was it. I think that, oh yeah, I might end up doing a little bit of a smoothie on top of that so I can get some greens in. But that's pretty much it. A couple hours later, I'll eat again. I'll take a big giant packet of tempeh, pour some barbecue sauce over it, eat that, done. Then for dinner last night, give you an example of what we did last night. I just took an entire massive bag of Brussels sprouts that I bought from Sprouts Farmers Market, roasted the whole thing with a teeny tiny bit of olive oil and some Bragg's on top of that, and just ate up an entire half of a massive bag of Brussels sprouts. Don't ask me how much was in there. I don't know. It was just enough to get me really, really, really full. And then on top of that, I think that's it. Shoot, that's all I had. And then as the night progressed, I had a snack attack. So this is my go-to snack. When I'm trying to get really, really lean, my go-to snack is one of two things. I'm either going to do a big old block of tofu or another block of tempeh, or what I've been doing lately is just taking frozen edamame, shelled edamame soybeans, and just pouring them into a bowl and just popping them in my mouth like popcorn. Yeah, frozen and everything, just chewing them all up and eating them, not even heating them up, just because it just takes too much work to be able to do that. And that's all I am doing nutrition-wise. That is it as far as my workout goes. So I told you about what I do for resistance training. So I'm hitting the weights really hard. I'm doing them in a circuit. I'm doing them in a way that's making me go get out of breath and leave me totally wiped by the end of the workout. And then, so check this out. So I'm doing that about 5 days out of the week. So that's 5 hours down. On top of that, I'm going to spend an extra 30 minutes going out for a hard cardio run. So I'll probably do that 4 times out of the week. Or if I'm able to do this, so Monday through Friday, I'm working out in the gym doing my 60 minutes. I might be able to bust out a sixth day, which would really help me out, because then that takes 6 hours out of my workout schedule, which means that I only need to spend maybe 2 or 3 sessions doing a 30-minute cardio session. That's all I do is about 30 minutes, and that's only because, well, that's all I can do. My endurance sucks. It really sucks. And 30 minutes for me when I run really hard, and if your question is, well, how hard are you running? I'm running as hard as I can. I'm running as hard as I possibly can. After the 12-minute mark, I'm done. I'm completely gassed, and I'm just dying. I am doing everything I can mentally just to keep my legs moving for the remaining 18 minutes. I know, it's crazy. And I am doing it interval style too. And I'm not wimping out on the down intervals or the recovery intervals. It's just a lot of hard work. But if you do that, I promise you the results are going to be extraordinary. If that's more than what you're doing right now, awesome. I mean, that's your problem right there. If you're having trouble getting results and you're noticing what I just described is way more than what you're used to doing, well, you know what? You can expect some pretty extraordinary results because of that. Because I mean, that's just the difference. A lot of folks, you know, say you only need about 3 to 4 days out of the week to exercise, and you only need 30 minutes to an hour. So that has just not been my experience. I'm just telling you straight up. I mean, that has not been my experience. And I've been training people since 1999. Am I dating myself? Oh my goodness, I am, aren't I? 1999. It's been a long time. I've seen a lot of stuff, and I've worked with over 25,000 people personally through my career. I haven't seen 3 to 4 days out of the week really do a whole lot, except for those that are really severely out of shape. And, you know, at that point, anything will work for them, but it doesn't work for very long. I mean, shoot, 3 to 4 days, your body will adapt to that like nothing in no time. I'm talking about for those of you who have been putting in the work, you've already got a regular routine going on, and you're just not seeing the fat loss results that you're hoping or expecting from. Got to look at those two things, nutrition and your exercise. I mean, that's obvious, but really, are you getting enough exercise in? I mean, that's usually where, when I look at I have a lot of clients, my Platinum Inner Circle students, I'm working with them on a regular basis. They're showing me what they're doing. And whenever they say that they show me that they're stalled out in terms of the results, their flaw is always in either their nutrition is not up to par. So that means that when they're trying to get lean, they're not eating in a way that's helping them lose the fat, or it could be a combination, or their workouts, they're just not getting in enough exercise. It's not. and walking for an hour. You ever heard that before? Oh, yeah. What do you do for exercise? I lose fat. I walk. You're going to have to walk for a long time. I mean, a long, long time for you to get any significant amount of fat loss going on. I'm telling you, it's just that's just the way it works. I'm not making this up. So if you really want to change your body and you want to lose as much fat as possible, give this little system a try. Feel free to ask me any questions that you want. Hey, listen, speaking of which, I'm thinking about doing a really cool webinar, and I want your opinion on this. Let me know what you think about it. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and let me know what you feel about this topic. The three key meals to curbing emotional eating patterns. Emotional eating patterns is one of those things that I see a lot of people. I see it take out a lot of people. They get started on a program nutrition-wise, they're doing great, and then after, it's inevitable. Within a couple days or a couple weeks, the emotional eating takes over, and it sabotages them. It sabotages them, and it robs them from creating the progress that they want. So I've got three keys to be able to beat that, because, hey, listen, I love food just as much as anybody else. Listen, I will continue to. I drive thousands of miles just to go to my favorite restaurants in the country. I do. And I love food. There's no doubt about it. So emotional eating, that's definitely something that I have to deal with. And I do deal with it. I deal with it really, really well because I've got great strategies and I've got great systems that I have created over the past couple decades working with myself on my own body and with my clients. So I want to share some of those with you. And hopefully if your emotional eating is stopping you from getting the results that you want, then you definitely want to put your input in and let me know if that's something that you want to hear more about. Okay, I haven't officially decided if I'm going to do that webinar or not. It will be 100% free, and I'm thinking about doing it sometime next week. But if I'm not getting a whole lot of response to people saying, oh yeah, I want to hear that, then you know, I'm not going to do it. I only want to give you stuff that you want to hear and you want to learn about. Okay, so thanks so much for listening. Again, my name is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.